I have no intention of explaining how the chronicles which I now offer to the public fell into my hands. There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. Listeners are advised to remember that the devil is a liar. Not everything that Screwtape says should be assumed to be true, even from his own angle. I have made no attempt to identify any of the human beings seen here, but I think it very unlikely that the portraits, say, of Father Spike or the patient's mother are wholly just. There is wishful thinking in hell as well as on earth. In conclusion, I ought to add that no effort has been made to clear up the chronology of these events. In general, the diabolical method of dating seems to bear no relation to terrestrial time, and I have not attempted to reproduce it. The history of the European War, except insofar as it happens now and then to impinge upon the spiritual condition of one human being, was obviously of no interest to Screwtape. C.S. Lewis, Magdalen College, 5th of July, 1941.
Hello, I'm Doug Gresham. Thank you for joining us for this special dramatization of C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters. As the stepson of C.S. Lewis, or Jack as we called him, I was fascinated by the way his mind worked, the many ways in which he could take a mundane event and turn it into something memorable. The Screwtape Letters is a good example. On a Sunday in the summer of 1940, Jack attended a midday service at his parish church. He later reported in a letter to his brother Warney that the Reverend preached, but not very well. It's easy to imagine Jack's mind wandering during the sermon, and before the service had ended, he'd been struck by an idea for what he described as a book which I think might be both useful and entertaining. It would be called As One Devil to Another, and would consist of letters from an elderly retired devil to a young devil who has just started work on his first patient. The idea, he wrote to Warney, would be to give all the psychology of temptation from the other point of view. He began work on the letters immediately, ultimately creating 31 of them, which were published in a national church newspaper. The first of the Screwtape letters appeared on the 2nd of May 1941, with 30 more following each week thereafter. They were a huge success. And so it followed that Jack's publisher wanted to release the full collection. And so they did, on the 9th of February 1942. The first edition of 2,000 copies sold out even before the book was released. It would be reprinted 8 more times before the end of that year and lead to Lewis being put on the cover of Time magazine. Since then, millions of copies of the book have been sold, and its influence has been felt by people of all beliefs and religions throughout the world. Yet, it all began because for Jack, a boring sermon was not wasted time, but an opportunity for his imagination to shoot off in different directions, always exploring the Christian life and ways to make that life spiritually richer. So, without further introduction, let's begin Focus on the Family Radio Theatre's dramatization of C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters.